Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, December the 12th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time really explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a very powerful show scheduled for today. Today, we want to destroy this dis-ease called attachment disorder. Specifically, we want to focus on secure attachment disorder. As we destroy the ideal that the goal is more important than the role. Now, today's message, like all of these messages, is extremely important because this is another brick that builds the wall that allows you, again, to be tall. Tall as in wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why this show is today so important is because people are upset. People are unhappy because they haven't reached their goals. Let me say that again. People are unhappy. People are upset because they have not reached their goals. Not realizing, not understanding that it's the role It's the process that produces the feeling that you have the goal already. Let me say that again. When I go to the gym and exercise, if I weigh 350 pounds and my goal is 150 pounds, it is not the goal. We are attached to the goal. We have attachment disorder. We have to detach from the goal and we have to attach to the goal. It is this attachment disorder to the goal that is destroying the lives of many people because they don't feel healthy until they reach their goal weight. I feel healthy during the process. I don't feel healthy after the achievement of the goal. People are upset. People are unhappy because they haven't reached their goals. And people don't understand my joy because they see that I feel like I'm a millionaire because I am engaged in the process of being a millionaire. Whether I realize or reach the goal is irrelevant. What's relevant is the removal of the feeling of poverty and replace it with the feeling of wealth because emotions are stored in the organs. So since emotions, the feeling is stored in the organs, you must store feelings of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control in your organs. Otherwise, you're going to die. You're going to D-Y-E early. Because you bring about what you feel about. This is decoding the code. In 2019, and I'm going to make the same offer that I did last year, each of the 12 series that I'm doing in 2019, this is totally separate in addition from the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You can purchase between now and December the 25th or December the 30th the entire series that I'm doing in 2019 where we're starting off doing the business of business. Then we're going to break down the code of the kingdom. We're going to break down the code of the king. We're going to break down the code of the key. We're going to break down the code of the energy within the body. So 2019 is going to be destroying the code. So that way in 2020, we got 2020 vision. So that cost, again, if you take each series individually, it comes out to $2,400. You can purchase the entire series now in advance for the entire year of 2019 for $1,000. Normally, it's going to be a little over $1,000. If you're a member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you get 50% off. So instead of $1,000, it's only $500 for the entire series of 2019, so you're done. You never have to worry about paying anything in 2019 for these series. Now, that is what I call feeling wealthy. That is the process that allows you to destroy detachment disorder. So let me be crystal clear. You have to make it okay when God says nay. So when God says no to your goal, what happens? We are upset. We are angry. Because why? Our goal is our security blanket. Now, remember, there's many forms of attachment disorder. The word, the term, the psychological, according to the DSM, and depending on what school of psychological training you come from, there are many different attachment disorders, a very broad term for a mood or behavioral disorder, that it is an unrealistic relationship that arises from the failure of a result. It is what is called unrealistic expectation and misplaced dependency. Your dependency is misplaced and your expectation is unrealistic. Now, there's secure attachment disorder, there's avoidant attachment disorder, there's ambivalent attachment disorder, there's anxiety attachment, disorganization attachment, secure. So there's a lot of different types of detachment disorders. I'm talking about secure attachment disorder. Your security comes from your attachment to the goal. Your security does not come from your attachment to the role. Otherwise, you would already be wealthy. You would already be healthy. You would already be wise. You would already be in a toe-curling relationship regardless of the outcome. Since your definition of success is attached to the finish line, the definition of success is not attached to the process line. That's the problem. Many people only see you as you after you win. See, you don't have to wait for the battle to be over. You can shout now. See, shout now, because the joy is in the process. The joy is not in the I'm not excited when I finish a Dear Kinnear report. I'm excited when I'm processing a Dear Kinnear report. I don't get excited at the conclusion of today's show. I'm excited while I'm doing today's show. I don't get excited after I reach my goal weight. I'm excited while I'm on the treadmill doing the process of achieving my goal. See, I am detached from the goal. I am attached to the role. See, many of us suffer from emotional detachment. We have an emotional detachment. That means we do not have the ability. There is an inability to connect on an emotional level with the process because our emotion is invested in the goal. Now, let me be crystal clear on why this is important today. Because what happens is most people are suffer from three things that solves and destroy attachment disorder. And without having these three things, number one, vision, number two, Thanksgiving, number three, love of process, without those three things, I guarantee you, you will never be wealthy. I guarantee you, as God is my witness, you will never be healthy. You will never be wise. You will never be in a toe-curling relationship because the universe responds to how you feel. Because feelings are emotions. Feelings are thoughts that is combined with energy. Now, in the next series that we're doing, and it starts on December the 15th, payment for the series is $200. If you're a member of the Life Management System, Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the cost is $100. This series, I'm charging a lot more because of the content. Because in this series, this series deals with sex, sensuality, spirituality, and superiority. This series is the transmutation of sex energy. That's what we call it anyway. It is the sexual expression that is inborn. It's a natural expression. But most of us are attached to the goal, which is the orgasm. We're not attached to the role, which is the process. So since sex is the most powerful force on earth when it comes to energy, we have to learn how to transmute it. Now, I am not really talking about the physical act of the sexual act, even though that's what everybody is going to probably think. I'm talking about the stimulus of the mind. So I'm going to break down what stimulates the mind when you are thinking about sex, not while you're doing sex. Because by the time, now remember, the goal for men is the orgasm. But the goal for women usually is not the orgasm. Women are more interested in the act and the foreplay. So how do you transmute that? See, the word transmute simply means the changing or the transferring of a form of energy into another. But people don't know how to do that. It comes from stimulation of the mind, stimuli that we're talking about. What is wealth? Wealth is the stimuli. Wealth is not money. Let me make sure you understand. Because right now, as I'm speaking to you today, what's blocking you from receiving the signal that's being sent by the Father? Otherwise, you would physically, not only mentally, but you would physically. What's the problem? The problem is you are attached. Let's say, like I was, my problem was I was attached to $100,000 a year. That was my goal. And I was attached to earning $100,000 a year as a online life coach and metaphysician. My attachment to that goal blocked me from fulfilling my role. This totally changed my life when I detached from the goal. Because what I was doing was telling Father, You can only bless me this way. The father was saying, well, now I got some, you know, some people I want you to connect with that's not even in the state of Texas. In fact, what you thinking, I got something bigger and better for you. But you have to emotionally detach from your goal, and you must attach to your role. But I didn't understand. The stimuli in my brain was stimulated by the ideal of making $100,000 a year, sitting in my underwear behind my computer like I'm doing right now, doing shows like I'm doing right now, doing one-on-ones and doing Dear Kinney reports. Because when I started, I was making 10 grand a year. I was telling my wife how I remember back in the day, I got a letter from this company that was telling me, they said that I had earned for being, you know, paying off a loan $23. And they were saying, come get your $23 today. And I laughed. I'm like, what am I going to do with $23? And then I got checked. God said, remember when you used to do the payday loans? Remember you used to go to the pawn shop? Remember, I would take out a payday loan for $300, and I would pay back $600 in 2 weeks. And I did that for, like, years. And I remembered back when where I am right now was a dream. And now I'm sitting here living my dream. Excuse me. And the way that I got here was what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today. My problem was the same problem you got. Not you, but, you know, probably somebody that you know. And that is, people are upset and unhappy until they get to blank. But it's destination addiction. It's never, why did I move so many times? Why did I go through freaking all of these jobs, 68 different jobs? Why did I pack my business up and move out? Why? I thought that happiness was over there. I didn't understand these three things that I'm sharing with you today. I did not understand. And once I understood, number one, vision. That's the ability to see worth and value where you are. Number two, thanksgiving. That's the ability to be thankful for the worth and value that you see in where you are. Number three, love the process. That's the ability to be in love with the process, not the goal. Make it okay if you never reach the goal because you are in love with the role. Make it okay. If you fall or elevate in love with the role, see, I'm in love with going to the gym. I'm not in love with weighing 200 pounds. I could care less. I can't remember when the last time I weighed myself. I'm not in love with what I weigh and how much I weigh. In fact, I don't give a flying beep how much I weigh. I don't give a flying beep how much money is in my bank account. Because I'm in love with the process of putting money in my bank account. I'm in love with the process of being healthy. I'm in love with the process of being wise. I'm in love with the process of being in a toe-curling relationship. I'm in love with the process. I am not in love with the goal. There is no attachment to the goal. My attachment is to the role. This is how you get past attachment disorder. This is how you get past the destination disorder. Most people I know, they are waiting to say, Brother Will, when I get over here, I'm going to be happy. I used to do the same thing. I said, when I make $100,000, man, that's going to be it. I say, oh, man, when I make $1 million, that's going to be it. No, it's already it. I'm already here. That's the stimulus of the mind. That's the mystery of the transmutation of energy that I'm breaking down in the next series way deeper, but this is kind of like the introduction. So you got to make it okay for God to say nay. You got to make it okay for God to say no. The best prayer is an unanswered prayer. When God says, no, Brother Will, I'm not going to bless you with $100,000. I'm going to bless you with a meal. And then after that, I'm going to take you up to, you know, two, three, four, five. See, we are limited by our attachment to the goal. And God says, I wish to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. You're thinking too small. Your goal, whatever it is too small. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You say, well, hold up, Brother Will. See, I've been waiting 5 years. I think about how long it took me to get here to this point of making over, you know, $100,000 a year doing what I love. I fought all my life to get here. So I finally reached my goal. whew, I can take a deep breath and relax. I've reached, excuse me, my goal. I got systems in place to maintain my goal. Okay, I'm here. That's good. I've arrived. I'm the man. Okay, what's next? You see, there's no place that you can go but up. But you've got to give up trying to fix people and things. That's called caring. You got to let go. You should destroy that word care. You should never, ever say I care about anything ever again in your life. That is a trick from the devil. That's why we got health care. That's why we got disease care or management. Nobody's trying to be. They're just trying to coddle and care. Now, the reason why this is so important, because nowhere in the Bible can you see the greatest commandment is not about caring, it's about loving. Because love and care are not the same thing. In our society, we think love and care is the same thing, the same way we think the role and the goal are the same thing. They're not. They're it's night and day. The role and the goal are two different things. If you attach to a goal, you're going to fail. Everybody tells you to make a goal and then go get it. Nobody tells you to make a process, to make a plan, to get a purpose that has some principles, that contain a process that produces a product that allows you to establish a profit, that allows you to give prosperity that's going to result in peace. Nobody tells you that. They just tell you, set a goal. See, love is a profound feeling. It's a deep feeling, but it's a deep feeling not for the goal. It's a deep feeling for the role. It's the understanding the difference between the goal and the role. Now, the reason why this is so important is because you, like me, made a goal and you attach yourself to it. You said my goal weight is blank, right? You said no. My goal is $100,000 a year. My goal is to weigh 200 pounds. My goal is to read the entire Bible in 1 year. My goal is, you know, to, you know, buy flowers for my wife once a week. So all four areas, you got goals. In the area of wealth, you got a goal. In the area of health, you got a goal. In the area of wealth, you got a goal. Not wealth, wisdom. In the area of relationship, you got a goal. That's great. Now, I'm not saying goals are wrong. Let's not get it twisted. Goals are great. You make the goal. But then what do you do next? You're like, I'm not saying that Jesus Christ and him crucified is wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, what do you do next? I'm not saying going to church is wrong, but what do you do next? I'm not saying tithing is wrong, but what do you do next? I'm not saying tradition is wrong, even though it is, but what do you do next? See, the problem is everybody got the basics, but nobody read past Hebrews 6:1. Everybody got Moses and everybody got the prophets, but nobody got the kingdom. Jesus came preaching the kingdom. I just got the gospel. But we got to preach the kingdom because the kingdom is the process that gets you to the goal. But it's the understanding that there is a process, and people don't know that process. Let me make sure you understand. You see, right now, we all have an ideal, and your attachment to that outcome blocks your success. Let me say it again. The reason, excuse me, that you are in Groundhog's Day is your attachment disorder. So my question to you today, what are you attached to? Are you attached to building something? You got an idea. God gave you a dream. He gave you a vision. You know why God gave you that vision? Because he's already fulfilled it. It's not for you to fulfill. Let me say that again. The reason God gave it to you, because he knew he could trust you to fall in love with him and not that vision. What's the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. What about the vision? What about the purpose? It's the person. It's the principles that trumps any specific person. Because once you get that in your spirit, then the person, the place, and the position, which is the purpose, they're all the same. But it's a trick Because God is seeing, are you interested more in his stuff, or are you interested in more in his person? Are you in it for the stuff? Did you read Matthew 6:33? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Are you in it for the things, brother, or are you in it for the relationship with the Father? See, I'm in it for the relationship. The stuff comes with the relationship. See, I'm not in it for the position. I'm not in it for the purpose. I'm in it for the person, because the purpose came from a person whom we call Jesus the Christ. See, I got a relationship with the person. I also got a relationship with the place, and I got a relationship with my position. See, I got a relationship with the mindset. I got the kingdom mindset. I got the kingdom language, and I got the kingdom lifestyle. That is the process that allows me to establish and to achieve the goal, but I am not in love with the goal. In other words, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Now, I used to tell God, God, you can only bless me as a life coach, doing Dale Kinnear reports and 101s. That's it. I don't want to do nothing else. I ain't interested. That dog does not hunt, as I found out. Because what are you saying when you say that? You're saying that I am a failure if I don't do blank. Are you a failure? What does it feel like when you don't reach your goal? Can somebody explain that to me? If my goal is $100,000, which it was, now, the whole time I was getting toward the goal, I was frustrated. I did it the hard way. I failed my way to success. I don't want you to do it that way. It took me 50 years to get here. I want you to get here in 5 months. What took me 50 years, you can do in 5 months. Why did it take me 50 years? Because I did not allow myself to feel wealthy until I reached my goal of $100,000. Once I reached my goal of $100,000, a million came like that. Why? Feel. What did I feel like when I reached my goal? Like a success. How come I didn't feel successful before I reached my goal? Nobody told me what I'm telling you. Nobody. I wish God somebody would have came and hit me in the head with a 2x4 and says, Negro, you already are successful. You were successful when you were freaking born. I wish to God somebody had told me that, man. I probably wouldn't have believed them, but it would have been nice to hear. I wish someone could have stimulated my mind. That's what sex is. Oh, man, if you can transfer the stimulation of the mind, it's a wrap. You walk through any devil or any demon on any planet. But unfortunately, nobody's teaching, or very few people, is teaching kingdom mindset. This is kingdom stuff. This is kingdom level. This is the king. This is what goes on in the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, the wealth is common. In the kingdom, everybody's already wealthy. In the kingdom, everybody's already healthy. In the kingdom, everybody's already wise. In the kingdom, everybody's in a toe-curling relationship. Everybody's toe is curled every day in the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, everybody's mindset is the same of God. In the kingdom, nobody cares about you because everybody's equal with you. See, in the kingdom, nobody is destitute. In the kingdom, nobody's homeless. In the kingdom, nobody got disease. In the kingdom, nobody got cancer. In the kingdom, there is no need for a doctor because everybody's healthy. So in the kingdom, there is no caring. In the kingdom, there's just love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such thing, there is no law. There is no low vibration. There is no wall. There is no caring in the kingdom. Who are you going to care for in the kingdom? And there's everybody's kings. There's just kings and queens up there. So what are you going to do? The word care means a mental disposition of anxiety. You think there's any anxiety in the kingdom? Let me just put that out there in the ether. Care means trouble. Is there any trouble in the kingdom? The word care means worry. Any worry in the kingdom? Anxiety and concern? Any serious attention in the kingdom? Any caution in the kingdom? You think people run around scared in the kingdom? I don't think so. So why do you care? I don't. I don't care about you, boo-boo. I love you, but I don't care about you. Now, it took me a while. That sounds funny. That's why I've been saying it. Because this is next level thinking. This is kingdom. This is the kingdom God on. This is the culture of heaven. This is the atmosphere. This is the vibe. There is no sorrow. There is no burden of mind. There is no serious mental condition. Those are the definitions of the word care. There is no crying and no screaming. No shouting. There is no troubled mind in the kingdom. Why is it that we care? Because we've been lied to. So if you are attached to caring, you are attached to trouble. You're attached to anxiety. you will bring about what you care about. Caring is controlling. Loving is promoting. I'm here to promote the kingdom of God on earth. I'm not here to grieve. Caring is grieving. What you grieving for, brother? What you worried about? The Bible says, why worry about what you shall eat or what you shall drink? Where does that come from? That comes from Lu, seeing far. He's the little g. He's the God of this world. See, the trouble is your attachment to caring about people. See, right now you care about your little shearings. You care about, you know, your husband. You care about your wife. You care about your job. I don't. I don't give a flying beep about none of that bullshitness. I love. What does love mean? Love means I see you whole. Love means I ain't gonna give you no fish. But what I am going to do, I'm going to teach you how. That's love. If you love me, man, teach me. Now, I have on my website the call that God gave me. And if you go to my website, you can look at it for yourself. And it says, feed my sheep. It didn't say care for them. It said feed them. Teach. Teach. Show people how to think. Don't tell people what to think. I'll do that. That's my job. You ain't God. See, man, as a sixth, this was the hardest that took me, man. Oh, man. Y'all know. I don't even sorry. I get depressed just thinking about it. Nobody pulled me alongside and said, dude, why you care? See, caring for you implies that something's wrong with you. Is something wrong with you? Are you slow? Am I talking fast or you just listening slow? Which one is it? See, we've been lied to, man. Your attachment to caring for people, that's what's keeping you in poverty. Because guess what? You care for other things more than you care about the gospel and the kingdom of God. See, there's three P's. There's the person, there's a place, and there's a position, purpose, that you got to understand. That's the kingdom mindset. Now, all of this I knew. Why it take me 20 years to get here? Matthew 28:19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them, not caring for them, excuse me, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth. Amen. Matthew 28:19. Matthew 5:19 says it this way. Matthew 5:19 says it this way. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So I asked the Father, Father, how can I be the greatest? How can I be the peak performance? How can I teach peak performance? I don't want to teach no mediocre bullshitness. There's a bunch of people already teaching mediocrity. A bunch of people out there can teach you how to make $100,000 a year. How do you teach people to be millionaires, billionaires? How do you teach that, Father? Matthew 5:19 says, but whosoever shall do, number one. See, a lot of people are teaching and they ain't done nothing. I don't teach nothing I ain't done. Man, don't talk to me about losing weight if you ain't never lost no weight. Don't talk to me, man, about making money if you ain't never making no, if you ain't never made no money. Don't talk to me about anything that you have not personally done. Whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's what I signed up for. That's why I don't care about people anymore. It took me 50 years to figure this out. What did you figure out, Brother Will? People are upset, and people are unhappy because they haven't reached their goal. That's attachment disorder. I didn't read about this shitness in no freaking book. 50 years, I've been attached to an outcome. I did not feel wealthy until I made $100,000 a year. My whole life, I felt bad. That's why I kept doing bad. Why? I felt like a failure. I came home. I did not feel like the man, so I left home. I went to work, and they said, hey, boy, go over there and pick up that box. You know how many freaking jobs I've quit because a white man called me boy, and it triggered something in me. He didn't mean nothing by it. It was just a figure of speech. But you called me boy because why? I felt like a boy. But why did I feel like a boy? Because I didn't reach my goal. See, if you are attached to a goal, and you don't have that goal in your life right now, you do not feel. And you bring about what you feel about. The inability to feel wealthy while you are poor is the problem. So how do you feel wealthy while you're poor? Do you have a system in place that is number one, implementable, and number two, duplicatable? Okay, I do. And I can check, I looked at my PayPal account this morning, $500 was in there that I didn't have yesterday. The day before that, another $500. The day before that, another $500. The day before that, another $500. So I have a system in place, duplicate. I got 10 years worth of history that shows in my, I can pull it up right now and show you my PayPal account. I have a duplicatable and implement. I've taught people, Brother Roman is doing it right now. A lot of people are doing it. My daughter's up in Dallas blowing up. They doing it big. They are implementing and duplicating. So they feel wealthy. That's what my daughters got here. My daughter's in their 20s. Why did it take me 50 years what my daughters are doing in their 20s? Because they don't feel the way I feel. My daughters didn't grow up with nobody telling them that they're going to be a worthless, no good, alcoholic like your father. See, I didn't tell my daughters that bullshit. Let's teach fear, man. I don't give a damn if there's a hell or not. I ain't going, so I ain't teaching it. I'm not interested in it. I teach love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. Why? That is the fruit of the Spirit. And then the word care is not in there. Because if you look at the definition of the word, I understand why it's not in there. I'm not teaching anxiety. I'm not teaching stress. I ain't teaching doubt. I am teaching a feeling. How do you get a feeling of wealth when you ain't got a dime in your pocket? How do you do that? By having a system, preferably that's based upon your purpose. That's what I teach. Purpose-based production. So every day I wake up, I don't care how much I weigh. I don't get on no scale. Why? I got a system in place. What is the system? Every day I take my dark behind to the gym, and I get on the treadmill. I'm not interested in weight because I got a system in place. And anytime I weigh, I've lost weight, I purposely gain weight around this time of the year. Why? Because I like to look at the eyes on people when I drop 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds in 30 days. I got a book, How to Lose 30 Pounds in 30 Days. I have doctors who told me, brother, that ain't healthy. You should not do that. I've been doing it for 30 years. 30, that's 30. It isn't not because I'm no guru, but because I got a system in place that is duplicatable. So I have a feeling of health. Therefore, it produces health. So every time I go to the doctor, they tell me the same thing. Since I was in my 20s, I'm knocking on 69. The doctor tell me the same thing. Do you run marathons? No, sir, I do not. Well, we don't understand. You got a resting heart rate of 60. Usually only people who have marathon runners. Your body mass index, your BMI index, most men's body fat content is 30% or higher. Mine is usually around 10%. They say, well, what do you do? How do you maintain a low body fat? I think. Therefore, I am. Mind over matter. I don't know. Anybody who knows me, I do not eat a healthy diet. I can be my kids on here. My wife, everybody will tell you. I will knock out a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. Last night, I ate about 15 Oreo cookies. 15 Oreo cookies at one time. People tell me all the time, well, how do you do? I met a guy at the gym. I have to hide from him. The brother is so happy. I met him 6 months, 9 months ago. He was extremely overweight, and I told him this. I talked to him this morning. Every time I see him now, I kind of like, which I shouldn't, but I went into the bathroom to hide from the dude opened the door and walked in the bathroom. He was so excited. He was 40 when I met him. Black guy, never worked out before, overweight. Now the dude got abs. He is so happy. He said, man, I did what you said, bro. You know what I told him? Consistency. Firm, fair. Everybody can be firm. Everybody can be fair, but consistent. I told him no matter what, come to the gym every day. I don't care if you do 10 minutes. If you can't do, come to the gym, move 10 minutes at least. I never work out longer than 20 minutes in the gym. 20 minutes and I'm in and out. You know what I told him? Do that. Now every time he sees me, he high-fives me. He say, man, look at him, look how man. He is so happy. He is, and I'm like, why is he so happy? But I forget, he was this is new to him. He didn't even start working out till he was in his 40s. And he was always overweight all his life. And what I gave him was a process. I did not give him a goal. I never told him, make a goal to weigh 200 pounds, 150 pounds. I never told him that. I gave him a process. I said, come to the gym and put in, get your frequent intense training, get your heart rate up for at least 10 or 15 minutes a day, preferably two times a day. If you just come once, hey, do what you can, but make it consistent. Now, every time he sees me in the gym, he says, do what you told me. Work, man. I am so happy, man. Oh, man, I look at my relationship. My wife loves me better, blah, blah, blah. He's so happy because people are upset and angry. I talk to people every day, angry. Why are you angry? I ain't got enough money, Brother Will. Okay, what do you do every day? Well, I get up and go to work every day. Well, what's the problem? Well, my goal is, oh, you got a goal, but you don't got a role. See, people are upset and unhappy because they haven't reached their goal, not realizing that it's the role. It is the role. It's the process that produces the feeling that you have the goal even when you don't. Faith in the Bible, that's called acting as if. So every day I act as if I'm a millionaire. I don't give a flying blank how much money I got in the bank. I'm already a millionaire because I'm doing the things that millionaires do. I don't care how much I weigh. I don't care what my blood pressure is. I don't care what my cholesterol is because I got a process that's going to take me to that goal. So I don't worry about the goal. I am married to the process. Why is this so important? Why is this so important? If you remember the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center and you hanging out with me in 2019, this is the business of busy. This is the business of the kingdom. We establishing the kingdom of God on earth. See, success won't happen as long as you attach to having your win only coming your way. Father, test the minds, hearts, will, emotion, imagination of your people. Let me say that again. 50 years of saying, God, this is the only way you can bless me. And the Father was like, poor fool, leave him over there. Let him walk around like the children of Egypt. 40 years in the damn desert. 40 years for a 40-day journey. It took me 50 years for a 50-day journey, man. 50 years because I kept telling God how to run his freaking kingdom. Now, you can do what I've done and try to change universal spiritual law. I don't recommend it. But if you want to wake up knocking on 60 like me and your life sucks, okay, do what I did. Or you can do it the kingdom way. Now, what's the kingdom way? What's the kingdom principles? See, in the kingdom, if you need it, you can't have it. But once you no longer need it, you can have all you want. Why? Why is that? Why would God set up a law like that? Because somebody said, God said, now this is in your Bible. They're like, I can't find the word care in the Bible. When it comes to God, the Bible says God is love. I cannot find it. If you can find it, please email me a scripture that says God is caring. I cannot find it. I can only find scriptures in the Bible that says God is love. The greatest commandment in the Bible says love. It didn't say care. It says love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And then it says the second verse is just like the first. Love, not care. Love, not care. Love, not care. Love your neighbor as yourself. You don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And you can care about people all day. You can't pay your light bill with caring. See, if you need it, you can't have it. See, this used to mess me up. I remember when I needed money, man, I couldn't buy. It's just like when you're single. Sorry about that. Let me plug my mic. It's just like when you're single. Do you remember when you were single? You couldn't buy a date. But then as soon as you got married, all your old flames, everybody and their grandmother was like, hey, boo, you looking mighty fine. If you got a woman, you can get women. If you got money, you can get money. To him that has, more shall be given. That is universal spiritual law. You're violating it. You're violating God's law by saying you don't have blank. When you say it, bam, it is done unto you as you believe. You bring about what you think about. If the words I don't have, if the feeling I don't have, if the thought I don't have exists anywhere in your vocabulary, you're in trouble. Excuse me. Let me say that again. It's extremely important. This I'm trying to help you. I don't know no other way to help you other than the kingdom way. That's the only way that works. All the other ways, I tried them. 50 plus years experience, I got 50 years of failure. If you want to be a failure, do what I did. If you want to be a success, do what God says. Now, you can do what you see, or you can do what God says. God says, go ye therefore and teach. He didn't say nothing about care. He didn't say nothing about love. He said teach. Didactic teaching. That's what y'all think I do, didactic teaching. Because it says, whoever do and teach, he's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. So when I get to the kingdom, even though I'm already in the kingdom, I'm great. So that's when I look in the mirror, I feel great. Why do I feel great? Because I am great. Why am I great? I'm doing what God says makes you great. What is that? Doing stuff and teaching stuff to other people. If you want to be great in the kingdom, you would do that too. Now, if you don't want to be great in the kingdom, okay, just keep doing what you're doing. Now, if you want to have all the money, if you want to have more money you can spend, all you got to do is do this. To him that has, it shall be given. So how do you have money when you don't have money? Number one, do these three keys for the next 30 days. I guarantee you your success. I got 10 grand. Anybody can prove me wrong. I give you $10,000 if you can do these three things and your life doesn't change. 10 grand. Number one, vision. People perish for lack of vision, lack of knowledge, the inability to see. Where there is no vision, people give up. Where there is no vision, people feel poor. See, if you got a vision, what is vision? Vision is the ability to see. So I don't care. If you're homeless, look around. Is there some cans over there? See those aluminum cans? You can go collect those aluminum cans, take them to the recycling place, and guess what? They give you money. See, there is no such thing as poverty. It does not exist in the kingdom. Now, remember, in the kingdom, there is something called unity of thought. You cannot get into the kingdom until your thought process is the same as God. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in God. That word mind in the Greek, you got to look that up, man. It's metamorpho. It's what I'm going to be talking about in the next series. In the next series, I'm going to talk about sex. Sensuality, spirituality, they're all the exact same thing. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. The next series is going to mess up your theology. You will never look at sex the same way. In the next series, if you don't have sex on the brain, you're not thinking like the king. Now, I know what you're thinking. I just think the same way. If you're not sensual in your thinking, you can't be in the kingdom. See, God is sex. God is sensual. God is spiritual. That's what God is, superior. If you got those three things, you'll have superiority over every authority. Now, right now, you got dunamis exousia. That's first base. Now we've got to go up to the kingdom level. That's the kingdom mindset. That's the sameness of God. Sex is polarity. Sex is you take one thing and you divide it. That's why your cells, the egg, goes into the sperm cell, and what does it do? It doubles. And then it doubles, and then it doubles. This is called vortex mathematics. Now, I can prove this using math. I'm going to prove it using your Bible first. Then I'm going to prove it using math. Then I'm going to prove it using biology. And again, 10 grand if you can prove me wrong. 10 grand. I've already did it. I do first, teach second. So I maintain sex on my brain. I maintain sensuality on my brain. I maintain spirituality on my brain. That gives me superiority vibrationally over every demon and devil on the planet. So therefore, it gives me discernment. So I can see you before you see me. That's why I have an advantage. It's like playing chess when everybody else plays checkers. That's why I like billions, because billionaires think that way. See, billionaires, they think generationally. See, I'm thinking about my children's children. Most Negroes, they just thinking about payday to payday. How I'm going to pay the bill. Man, you got a light bill, bump that. That's a non-issue. Why? God said, why are you worrying about what you shall eat and what you shall eat? I'm not saying this is what your God said. You got a Bible, right? You claim you're a Christian, and you don't know what's in it? Like, how do you be a Christian and you don't even abide by the rules that's in that book? So that means sameness of God. Sameness of God. What does that mean? That means your brain is the exact same as his. That's the kingdom. There's unity of thought. If you join one thing I liked about USAA was a major insurance company. The CEO was a retired gentleman, most of the CEOs, but I remember when I was there, there was a CEO. He was a retired Army four-star general, Davis. He used to walk the halls of USA, and he would stop random employees and ask them, what's the mission statement? What is the mission statement? What is the mission statement? He would ask people randomly, what's the mission statement? And in every corporate meeting that we had, when I do my corporations, when I get my multi-million-dollar building, I got my office, and I have all my constituents in there, I'm going to have that same picture behind me in every corporate meeting. He had a picture of a boat, and there was 10 men in that boat. 9 was rowing this way, and there was a man in the back. He was sitting in the other direction, and he was rowing in the other direction. In the Marine Corps, they call it the 10%. The Marine Corps, we accounted for 10% of the culture or the populace of the people who didn't get the vision. 10%. They already planned it. They already made, had systems in place to find, identify, and get them suckers out. Get them out of your corporation. You don't need them. There must be unity of thought in your brain first, in your head, your heart, and your gut. Unity of thought. If you got a company and people working for you and they don't think like you, you better get rid of them. Otherwise, one bad apple will spoil the whole bunch. The mission statement. General Davis would walk the halls of USAA and he would just pull you over and ask. I still remember it, not all of it. It's like the Marine Corps hymn. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country's battles in the air, on land, and sea. First to fight for rights and freedom and to keep our honor clean, we are proud to claim the title of United States Marines. I've been out of the Marine Corps for freaking 30 years, and I still know the Marine Corps hymn. I still know the mission statement of the freaking Marine Corps. And you in the kingdom of God and you don't know the mission statement? If you got a company, you got a corporation, it's a requirement. They don't know your mission statement, they shouldn't be working for you. In the USA, the mission statement was to facilitate the financial security of its members, its associates, and their families through a full range of highly competitive financial products and services. That's the mission statement of USAA. I haven't worked in insurance for freaking 20 years, and I still remember the mission statement. So if you are a member of the kingdom, you should know the mission statement. Now, Jesus said it this way. The Bible said it this way. When they asked the king, what is the greatest commandment? Seek ye first. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. No caring, no demons, no devils. Love, brother. Love, sister. Fall in love with the process. It produces a feeling. Every day I wake up, I feel like $1 billion. So I ain't got to worry about having money. Money just pours. It just comes out of my pores. Money is drawn to me. I don't worry about money. I exude money because I got freaking confidence in myself and in my God and in my source and in my symbols because I'm attached to source. So I'm a walking, talking, breathing ATM machine because when I speak as one having authority. It doesn't come from me. It comes from my source. I'm connected to the king. So I speak on behalf of the king. I have legal jurisdiction to advocate a doctrine of the kingdom. You do too. But you got a goal. I got goals too. But I detached from my goals. And I said, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. So I thought I was going to make $1 million doing what I'm doing right now. I'm making $1 million doing this and doing something else. That was the whole trip. Y'all know, I told everybody about my trip to California and seeing people that have the same kingdom mindset as me. See, you draw people once you design, once you understand your design. So number one, vision. see worth and value right where you are. That's what I did. I stopped running. I brought my dog behind home. I sit down, and I said, I see worth and value in me. I don't care if nobody else sees it. So I went to Dallas, did a seminar. Why? I see worth and value in me. As I said before, if you ain't got no platform, create your own. I recommend you do that. And then guess what happened? Soon as I saw worth and value in myself, other people started seeing worth and value in me. It's not the other people's fault. It's my fault. Because I should have saw this worth and value in myself a long time ago. Because I've already had it. Why? Because the Father is in me. We have this treasure hidden in the earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Number two, thanksgiving. Once you see yourself, thank God for yourself. See, a lot of people got a problem with that. It's like the word caring. That kind of bothers people when you say, if you go up to walk up to somebody and say, man, I don't care about you, and then just pause. Watch the look on their face. You should try it. I'm going to give me a T-shirt, I'm telling y'all, that says, I don't care about you. Then on the back, I'm going to put, but I do love you. And people are going to be looking at me. Just by saying it, people get upset. What do you mean you don't care about me? Yeah, you look at the definition of the word? If you look at the definition of the word care, you won't use it. But we don't know definitions, most of us. So thanksgiving, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for where you are. Be thankful for whose you are. I am thankful that I serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and the Morning Star, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. See, I got the biggest gun because I serve the biggest God. So therefore, when I win, I win. And when I lose, I win. There's always a ram in the bush. I've been young. I've been old. I've been young. I've been old. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. So therefore, you wake up every day and you do this. Thank you, Father. Have an attitude of gratitude. You could be homeless on the street. Say, thank you, Father. I'm homeless on the street in America, because I could be homeless on the street in Brazil. Or I could be homeless on the street in Africa. I could be homeless on the streets. Now, the parts of it that's not benevolent. And there are certain parts in America. I could be homeless in Chicago, where it's cold. See, I was homeless in Texas. And when I was homeless in Texas, I was homeless with a car. I had to keep driving it around because they were trying to pick it up. But at least when I was homeless, and I'm not talking about, like, this was just a couple of years ago. Yeah, just a couple of years ago. I was sleeping in my car, homeless. And I was thankful because I wasn't homeless in Chicago. And I was homeless, but I had a car. And I was homeless, and there was a program in place for homeless veterans. That's why I got the job. I went down there, and I was a homeless veteran. They gave me an apartment, and then they gave me food. And the lady who was my, what's it called, she says, sir, how the hell are you homeless? And I told her my story. And it wasn't the first time that I was homeless. And she said, you got a resume? I said, yeah, I got a resume. This was just a few years ago, brothers and sisters. And I talked about when I was 17. The next day, she said, I was our CEO, who was a retired Army. I think he was either a gunner. I think it was an E-7, E-8. I go in there, and I took a copy of my book. And it was a Dear Kinnear report. It wasn't even mine. It was for another client. And they asked me, do you have any case management experience? And I told them what I do. Back then, I probably only had about three or four clients, Brother Rome, Brother Dana, and, you know, maybe one, two, maybe three or four clients. They looked at that book, and they said, you wrote this? Yes, sir. And you do this for people? Yes, sir. So can you do that for our clients? Absolutely. When can you start? I went from being homeless and a part of the program to going out into the streets. They said, we got a list of people that's been homeless for 5 years plus, and we got extra money that we get from the government if you can find them and get them off the streets. We have not been able to get them off the streets in 5 years. I did it in 30 days. 30 days. That was the last job I had. Why? I saw my worth and value. I knew that I had a dog that hunts. Now, I should have been known it, but for whatever reasons, I didn't. Number one, you got to see worth and value in you. Your self-image is flawed. Man, this is huge. I can talk all day. But right now, I'm talking and you feeling something. You just like me. You don't feel like the man. I'm telling you, black man, you the man. Where can a black man go in America and feel like the man? He can't go home. He got a strong will. He got probably got a phallic female at home that's calling him out of his name because he ain't got no job. So he don't feel like the man at home. So he go to Walmart. He walks into Walmart. And a loss prevention officer, probably one that I trained, starts following him. And she got a basket, and she's acting like she's shopping because that's why I trained him. And you notice every aisle you go down, you see the same person. Why? You black man. They following you because they think you're going to steal something. Then you go out your car, you still don't feel like the man. You get in your car, and you get pulled over by the cops for driving while black. So you still don't feel like the man. Where can a black man go in America and feel like the man? Nowhere. So you better feel like the man in your head. Because if you don't, you're going to bring about what you feel about. Because what you feel is real for you. Number one, change your self-image. I don't care if you're homeless, you destitute, you poor, you cheated a million times, you owe the IRS $1 billion. You know what? They kick you out of the church. You know, I don't care where you at, but it doesn't matter. Why? God don't make junk. Start where you are. Bloom where you planted. Look yourself in the mirror. See your worth and your value. You got worth and you got value. See it. Number one, you got to see your change your self-image. If you need help, you need to get with me. Change your self-image because I've changed mine. Change how you see yourself. Then thank God for what you see. Last but not least, you fall in love with the process of being you. Don't fall in love with the goal. Make a goal, like I did, of $100,000, but don't make the mistake that I did. Once you make the goal of $100,000, the next thing that's going to come to you is the role. Don't reject the role. See, I could have been here, but God gave me the role of a law enforcement officer. I quit. Then he said, okay, let's try again. He don't get it. Okay. We bring him a loss prevention officer. In fact, we're going to make him head. Do you know that I was a multi-store trainer here in Texas? I had a region, 15 stores. My job was to train the entire staff, over 30 people. You know what? That wasn't good enough for me. I quit. What? I worked at the freaking U.S. United States Post Office. What did I do? Quit. I worked at UPS. What did I do? Quit. I was at USA. I had my own insurance company. The dude gave me a freaking building and gave me a budget. I hired my own staff. I could come and go as I please. And what did I do? Well, at that time, I stole some money, didn't put it back in time. Still, in the result, quit. All this time, God be like, man, we don't know. We keep trying to bless him. This Negro, he keeps throwing it in our face. He don't want to be blessed. He doesn't want to be healthy. Because why? I had a faulty self-image. I couldn't see myself as wealthy. But guess what? Yeah, that ship sailed, homie. I see myself in the driver's seat now. I know who I am. I'm in love with a person. I'm in love with a place. And I'm in love with a position. I don't care about that person. I don't care about the place. I don't care about the position. I love it. Because that's the commandment that was given by my king. He has a kingdom, and he gave me the keys. So I got the keys to every door in the kingdom, and I can unlock them, and I'm going to help you. Because that's the mission statement of the freaking king. And it's his kingdom. We don't establish the principles of the kingdom. We just live by them, or we should. And one of those principles is give, and it shall be given. Whatever the degree that you give, that same degree is measured back to you. Another key in that kingdom is to him that has money, more going to be given to him. So where's your money? It's in your head. Why? Money's a current. It's not a piece of paper. So all you got to do is wake up every day and say, I feel wealthy, I feel healthy, I feel wise, and I feel in a toe-curling relationship. You know what your brain going to say? Sit down, Negro. Stop lying to yourself. So therefore, you got to have a process in place. So when my brain tells me, Negro, you are not wealthy, I get on my computer and I do a one-on-one. My brain says, you still ain't wealthy. Okay, brain, no problem. I start doing Dale Carnegie reports, and I'm behind. I got like 20 Dale Carnegie reports I got to do. So I tell my brain, okay, brain, 20 times 700. You do the math, brain. How much that comes out to? Okay, next. So I destroy, I bring every thought into captivity that tells me I am not a child of the king, and I destroy it with the word because I got a freaking process in place, not no damn goal. Now, goals are great. Let's not get it twisted. But if you married to that goal, you cannot be married to the role. You need to divorce the goal, and you need to marry the role. If you do that, I guarantee you we'll be sipping pina coladas in the beach in Jamaica at the end of this year. Detach, brothers. Detach. Attachment disorder. Being attached to the goal, it will destroy your ability to operate in God's plan or God's role for your life. Have a personal mission statement. Connect with a corporation or start your own that matches your mission statement, and that corporation's mission statement should match the kingdom's mission statement, which is love the Lord your God, the grantor of destinies. Love. That's the mission statement. So I will not join, work for, be a part of any organization that love is not the foundation of that organization. Treating people with mutual respect. I don't see poverty, man. There's no such thing. I tell people the same thing I'm telling you. You're made in the image and likeness of God. Act like one. Talk like one. Walk like one. For you know it, you'll be one. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues. So faithful, better watch out for them fake fools. The snakes too, can't be paid up on the frame, dude. We stay true, everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
That would be the one to break through. Everything I do is from God to raise you.